The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I will now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in all the borders of Israel, so I will escape out of his hand. And David arose and passed over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to Achish the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinom the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, and he did not seek for him again any more. And David said to Achish, If now I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in one of the cities in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should your slave dwell in the royal city with you? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore Ziklag pertains to the kings of Judah to this day. And the number of the days that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up, and made a raid on the Jeshurites and the Gerzites and the Amalekites. For those nations were the inhabitants of the land, who were from Telem, as you go to Shur, even to the land of Egypt. And David struck the land and saved neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the donkeys, and the camels, and the apparel. And he returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, Isn't it true, you made a raid today? And David said, Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive, to bring them to Gath, saying, Or else they would tell of us, saying, So did David, and so has been his manner all the while he has dwelt in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He has become a complete stench among his people Israel. Therefore he will be my slave forever.